The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Here's Big Dummy 206-803 Rock. Do we still have Sean on the line?
Hello, Sean.
Yeah, you got me.
Hey, okay. By the way, just so you know, you were right about one thing, and all the texters would let me know. Timothée Chalamet was, in fact, an Interstellar. Apparently, he played the whiny teenager.
Okay. Right. Sean, I got your question number six now.
All right, question number six for you. What was Fonzie's first and last name on Happy Days?
First and last name?
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy.
Arthur Fonzarelli.
Yes, Arthur Fonzarelli. He was Yiddish.
Thrill, you can keep calling me Surf and Turf.
No, I'll stick with that then. All right. Surf and Turf. I'm glad you're proud of that. Your question, what cartoon gave us the Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy song?
Oh, God. I was not allowed to watch this cartoon.
Really?
Yep.
You said Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy?
Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy. Two main characters, and not the Beavis and Butthead.
Close. Well, that's a really good hint. Two main characters. Rocco's Modern Life.
Oh, so cool.
SpongeBob, Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy,
that's right.
Oh, okay.
Sean, if you're going out maybe looking for a woman, do you dress differently?
Yes. Why?
I mean, well, okay, so he takes
off the leather.
You bait your line differently depending on what you're catching.
I have a theory on this. I think you could go out like in a nice, decent pair of jeans and maybe a flannel shirt or, you know, kind of a little bit more on the low-key tip.
That's my girl hunting attire.
But if you're going to go out for a guy, you got to step your game up.
If I'm going out for a guy, I usually do a long sleeve button up.
Ah, okay.
No, that's the sign. Okay.
Yeah, that's my Ryan Gosling app.
Well, yeah.
Well, no. Wait, but what do you wear if you're going out with a woman?
Short sleeve.
Ha! All right. I think I'm the opposite.
Really?
Yeah, I'll wear a long sleeve button up going out with a lady.
Short sleeve going out with a guy.
Well, yeah, going out with the fellas. Short sleeve T-shirt.
Okay. All right, Sean. What is the capital of Portugal?
Portugal.
Yes.
Portugal the Man. My stepson's favorite band, by the way.
Starts with the letter L.
I can tell you.
World class city.
Long sleeve shirt. I don't know.
Lisbon.
Oh, Lisbon. Okay. Good enough.
What are those Italians teaching you?
Huh?
Nothing.
All right, let's see here. All right, what movie includes the quote, "That rug really tied the room together"?
Come on, man.
That rug really tied the room together.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a romantic comedy?
No, it is not that.
Is it a comedy?
Yeah, more or less. Kind of a dry humor thing. It had John Goodman. Which Bridges? Was Jeff Bridges?
Yeah.
Jeff Bridges, John Goodman. I'm trying to think of who the else was.
Who's the ugly dude?
Steve Buscemi?
Who's the ugly dude?
Well, I think he'd admit it. Oh. Funny looking,
yeah.
K-Pax? I don't know.
The Big Lebowski.
Oh. Question nine.
Okay.
All right, question number 9. Who was described as having a heart two sizes too small? A heart two sizes too small.
Thrill's favorite character of this particular genre?
As far as Christmas movies go, yes.
This ain't a Ryan Gosling movie, is it?
No, this was an animated classic, if you will, at Christmas time.
Then Jim Carrey played this character in a more real-life adaptation.
Yeah.
Inside Out?
He looked over Whoville.
And he is green.
And he's a Dr. Seuss character. He's a green Christmas character from Dr. Dr. Seuss.
Horton Hears a Who.
Horton Hears a Who, not a Christmas book.
Can't do it.
John,
if you can't get the Grinch.
Come on, man.
You're not going to know it either.
How many times
shouldn't be playing the game?
A green Christmas character.
Horton the
Name elephant. Another green, just off the top of your head, not the Grinch.
Right.
I say, all right, I want a Christmas character, but he's green, and go.
The tree.
There you go. The tree. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah, you're right.
The green character is like Slimer.
Is he a Christmas character?
I can't remember when Ghostbusters takes place.
I mean, Kermit, he's not. I mean, there was Muppet Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
The Grinch is that easy.
Yeah, the Grinch. Yeah. Come on, man.
Yes.
It's the freaking Grinch.
Yes.
It's the goddamn Grinch,
Sean. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
You're taking us for a ride
Jesus
now.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. The answer is yes.
Had to.
Yeah. Nobody's that dumb.
Hello, Jack. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. Jack, sober, not sober.
Sober.
Okay, Jack. Sound like you're working and we're bothering you.
No, you just caught me walking up a hill off my front nine.
Oh, did you really? Okay, good for you.
Oh, out of
breath. You're all winded.
Well, mine while I was on hold, you know.
What are you shooting?
Disc golf.
Disc golf.
Oh, nice.
Oh, disc golf. Right. Okay. All right, very good. All right, Jack, our men's room poll, you're going to give up one for the new year. Are you going to take pizza, social media, shaving, or booze?
Social media, for sure.
And it's gone.
All right, here's your question. Name two of the three states with 13 letters in the name.
This is included ones that have two words.
Wyoming? Oklahoma?
All right, well, so Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Nope.
Connecticut.
Nope. Massachusetts is one. And the other two, they're basically the same. It just depends what direction you want to go.
All North and South Dakota? Or North
Carolina.
And South Carolina.
Yeah. Okay.
Huh. All right. Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Can you spell Massachusetts?
No.
Yep.
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
I can spell Cape Cod.
Well, congratulations. All right, your question. Who replaced Ronnie James Dio in Black Sabbath? As a hint, he's the lead singer of Deep Purple.
Well, I'm horrible with names, so let's go with Dio.
Well, Ozzy, then Ronnie James Dio, then they got the guy from Deep Purple took over for Ronnie James Dio.
Wait, you say Black Sabbath?
Yes.
You didn't say Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath.
Oh, yeah, Ozzy Osbourne for sure. No?
Who did you guess?
Not Ozzy Osbourne. Ozzy?
No. Ozzy Blackmore?
Nope. Richard Blackmore played guitar. He played with Ronnie James Dio in Rainbow. Then they got Ian Gillan.
Oh, Ian Gillan.
Ian Gillan from Deep Purple. And actually, that Black Sabbath album was pretty good. Born Again.
Okay.
Terrible production, but a solid album. All right, your question. How many states are needed to ratify an amendment for it to become part of the Constitution?
Let's go with 26.
I'll go 42. With a simple majority.
Is it like 33?
38.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly a 50-50 split. Need a little bit more than that.
Well, that's what I like about his guess, like 26.
Right.
Question 4.
Question number 4.
We'll bring that back to
1916 where they did not have that. So, just saying, Sorry, go ahead.
All right, we got you, man. Mm-hmm. What was the name of the commission that investigated the assassination of JFK?
Okay, I'm sorry. One more time. What
was the name of the commission that investigated the assassination of JFK?
The
CIA.
Oh. The Warren Commission?
The Warren Commission, yep.
Question five, Jack.
Who was head of the Warren Commission? Was it a guy named Warren?
Probably a guy named Warren is my guess, Dale. But I don't know. Or his first name was Warren.
Yeah.
All right, the question, who's the bass player in Soundgarden?
I don't know, brother. No. I ain't got a guess.
Is that Kim Thayil?
No, Ben Shepherd. Guitar,
Ben Shepherd. Shepherd.
Jack, you're now our new biggest dummy.
Say friendly?
Took you six questions.
I ran six already?
Yeah, I just qualified you.
Yeah, you just took them out?
Yeah.
All right, your question. What is the name of the plane that dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima?
Yeah. I had a picture of this plane in my house growing up.
Really?
My grandfather worked, was stationed in Guam. It was with the Air Force, and he was stationed in Guam while that plane was there.
Oh, wow.
And he took that photo.
Did he know what the plane was set out to do, or you find out after the fact?
I think he knew.
Okay. I'm
not positive. I don't know. He passed long before I could have this conversation.
Ah, okay.
So I don't know a whole lot. He might not have taken that photo, but I know he was there.
So the name of the plane that dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima. Any guesses there, Jack?
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 Jack's still there.
Jack. I think Jack's gone.
I think Jack is gone.
Jack
got off the phone. Enola Gay.
Yes, Enola Gay.
Okay, all right, very good. What?
Next.
That was good.
Yeah, I know.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Slid it in, chill out.
Uh-huh. It's going to be you or me.
Yeah.
Hello, Russell.
I know.
Welcome to the men's room.
I got it, boys.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
We're sober. Weekend. Come
sober
on.
Or not sober?
Oh, I'm sober. I'm a truck driver.
Okay, very good. Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to give up one for the new year. Will it be pizza, social media, shaving, or booze?
Shaving. I do that most. I don't shave most of the time anyway because nobody ever sees me. So.
That makes sense. You're a truck driver.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, nobody cares what I look like.
Okay.
Some positive reinforcement there, Russell. I like it. All right.
Yeah.
Here's your question. What wonder of the world would you find in Agra, India?
Oh.
Yeah.
Agra, India. That would be the... The temple.
Yeah, it is a temple.
It is a temple.
What's it called?
It's got a name. You probably know one of these restaurants. They have them spread out across North America.
There's this old band temple. With this name.
Oh, it's like a person, actually.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was a person.
India Temple.
India Temple.
Taj Mahal.
Taj Mahal, man.
Taj Mahal. I should have known that one.
I mean, it's the only thing I can think of that's a wonder of the world in India. That's how I narrowed that one.
Was that a casino in Vegas as well?
It was.
Yes, it was.
I was like, was it Vegas or Atlantic City?
It was.
Might have been both.
It might have been, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right. Maybe there has to be one in Atlantic City. I've definitely gambled at the Taj Mahal.
Mm-hmm. All right, your question. What does a pizzaiolo do? What does a pizzaiolo do?
If you can decipher what it said.
P-I-Z-Z-A-I-O-L-O.
Is it an instrument?
It is not an instrument.
What's it do? It's a weapon?
Nope.
Is that the thing that slices the pizza? Is that a pizza wheel?
Like a pizzaiolo, believe it or not, that is the technical name for the person who makes your pizza.
Oh. Yeah.
That's all. Okay. I bet you most of them don't know that.
Jesus.
All right, and Jack and the Beanstalk, which, by the way, it's Jack and the Beanstalk. Imagine my surprise when I found that out. And Jack and the Beanstalk.
Doggone it, strike two, man.
How many magic beans?
Magic beans.
How many magic beans does Jack get in return for a cow? Jack and the Beanstalk.
five magic beans.
Oh, you got
five
it.
Five magic beans.
Know your beans. Very good.
I'm not even kidding. When I was a little kid, I did not realize it was Jack and the Beanstalk.
You're kidding me.
No, but at that time, the other phrase did not mean to me what it means to be now. So when I finally actually saw the title,
stealing
I'm like,
it. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, why is he stealing the beans? Oh, I see.
I'm not naming it Beanstalk anymore.
Yeah.
Hello, Waylon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola. Hola. Waylon, are you sober or not sober?
I'm very much sober right now.
All right, Waylon, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to give up one for the new year. Pizza, social media, shaving, or booze?
Probably booze.
Booze, you could do it.
I can do it. I've been sober for years, so.
Okay.
But all right.
Why don't you give up sobriety?
Why don't we give up something hard then, like already, the pizza?
If you've already given it up, it's a gimme.
I don't know. What were the options? You got pizza, booze.
It's pizza, social media, shaving, or booze.
Yeah, you know, I could probably do social media. I only just look at stuff anyways.
All right.
I think it's pretty much
How long have you been sober, Waylon?
19 years.
Good for you. Oh, wow. Nice work.
What inspired that? Personal choice, doctor's orders, something
or the cops.
Legal?
I just never did it.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Man, I went probably like 15 solid years without drinking.
Wait a minute, so
and
are
then
you...
Then I turned 16 and things changed.
So are you 19?
So that was my question, Ted.
Like 19 and a half.
All right, well, that makes sense.
All right, I don't know
you're
that.
You're not even legal age.
Yeah, you I mean, should I, be drinking,
not
kid.
Not that that matters, but...
I like how we're saying, you shouldn't be drinking. Dad, at what age did you start drinking?
That's not the point, but he's right. Like, been sober for 19 years, and you're like, when'd you quit? It's like, well, I was bored.
Yeah,
bored like, I way. Think that's a little different than our people are like, oh, I actually gave up booze.
Right.
I drank in the womb and gave it up.
I haven't smoked cigarettes in 34 years.
Good. Yeah. I've been sober off heroin for 44 years.
Off heroin.
Yeah. And meth.
Good for you, man. Good on you.
Yeah, good on
thanks,
you, Ted.
Dude. Yeah. You know what? Good for me.
You don't get enough credit for that.
Not a gram of cocaine for 34 years, Ted.
Yeah, right? Not 1 gram.
All right, your question. What was Dr. Frankenstein's first name?
Frankenstein?
Mm-hmm. Dr. Frankenstein.
Oh, is it not doctor, is it? Shoot, I should have read more.
It also mean winner.
Doctor.
You're the...
Oh, winner. They said
it doesn't sound that bad. I haven't read it, so.
Neither have I.
Take a stab at it.
Is it Philip?
Philip Frankenstein, that was his brother. The Dr. Frankenstein they wrote a book about was Victor. Victor Frankenstein.
You don't want to hear about Philip Frankenstein, man.
It's a sordid tale, Mike.
I do.
All right. According to ESPN, who is the greatest athlete of the 20th century? They're still alive, just so you know.
Tom Brady.
Jordan?
Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Hold the line, Waylon. More Big Dummy coming up. 206-803-ROCK.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Top foods are ordered on the Grubhub. Last year, coming up with the head chef. Intense meat and potatoes at 4:30. Right after the game known as Big Dummy. 206-803-ROCK. I think still have Waylon on the line there.
Hello, Waylon.
I'm still here.
All right.
Waylon, I got you question number three.
Question number three for Waylon. Joe Cool is the alter ego of what comic character?
Snoopy.
Knew that one.
Said with authority.
Snoopy. Big Dummy is the game, 206-803-ROCK.
Guess who it is, Ted?
James.
Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
James, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, James, what do you get into this early?
My Ken Griffey Jr.
You're Ken Griffey Jr. Explain.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Explain.
Ken Griffey. Pen. Like a dab pen. Ken Griffey Jr. Griffey. Not Ken Jr.
I get you.
I see what you did there, James.
Ken Griffey Jr. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. All right, give up one for the new year. Will it be pizza, social media, shaving, or booze, James?
We're going to go shaving. I already got a beard, so let's go for it.
Okay, and everything else.
We forgot about that part.
We are not allowed to cuss on the air.
Once again, men's room colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
All right, James, your question.
My bad.
Yeah, we get it, man. Your question, what is the name of the comic shop on The Simpsons?
Oh. I cannot remember it, so I'm just going to say the comic shop.
Do you remember, Miles? It kind of encompasses everything in the nerd world. It is called the Androids Dungeon. Although technically, it's the Androids Dungeon in Baseball Card Shop.
Hmm.
Yeah, that is the full name. The Androids Dungeon. All right, your question. What major European city is nicknamed the Eternal City? Been around for a hot minute.
Well, you just turn already.
That is a really fast blinker, dude. I'm glad you're using it.
Or he was...
Not a tail light's out, but
I was just saying the tail light's out. That's why it's blinking.
I'm sorry. Repeat the question one more time. I apologize.
What major European city is nicknamed the Eternal City?
I'm just going to go ahead and guess and say London.
Rome?
You figure it's going to be London?
Istanbul?
It's going to be Paris, or in this case, it is Rome.
Oh, Rome. Well, all roads lead there.
Hmm?
Rome, if you want to.
All right, your question. What was the name of Jasmine's tiger in Disney's Aladdin?
Yeah.
Mike, I knew you would know. Even when I wrote the question, I'm like, Mike's going to know.
This one, I actually just like the movie.
Oh. That's my favorite movie, too. Oh.
Well, then you know this, man. Come on.
Oh, come on. Oh,
see, I don't even want to tell you. When I know it's at the tip of your tongue, like, I don't even want to tell you the answer at that point.
Oh, Jasmine's tiger, come on.
It is not Tony. It is not Shere Khan.
Oh, come on.
That's the other Disney tiger.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of all the famous tigers out there. Woods,
Tigger, Tony. It's not coming. I'm just going to go with Tony.
It is Raja.
Raja.
Yep.
All right, your question is...
I'm doing so good.
Sorry, man. We've had some very stupid people on today. Your question, multiple choice. FDR, Eisenhower, Truman, or Harding? Which president was the first on the radio?
FDR.
Believe it or not, it was Warren G. Harding.
Harding.
Yeah. Hmm.
Mount up.
Hey, everybody, it's 3:55, 5 minutes before 4 o'clock. It's the President Warren G. Harden here. Hey, keep listening. We got a stack of wax coming to play. And then flip side, I'm going to tell you about the State of the Union. All right.
Now here's Wonderwall.
Yeah. Here's Wonderwall from Oasis. I'm Warren G. Harden, your president. All right, your country. In what country would you find Geneva? What country would you find Geneva?
Geneva?
Geneva. G-E-N-E-V-A. Geneva.
They have the Geneva Convention.
A solid place to hold it.
Yes, it really is.
You guys are coming with the question card today.
Yeah.
Harding.
Yeah. Jeez, 2005 is rough.
They make watches. They make knives.
Yep. Get a Breitling there.
I don't know, gentlemen. I don't know.
It's cold. There's lots of white people.
Switzerland.
All right, James, I got you at 5 questions.
Oh, my goodness.
They also protect the Pope, Swiss Guard.
In spite of how ridiculous they're dressed, apparently, these guys are like,
badass.
They will kill you.
Yeah.
I feel like, hey, man, I appreciate you want me to protect the Pope. That's a big deal. Do we have to wear that? Like, can I just wear something?
Maybe
can I wear street clothes?
Maybe it's intimidation. If a bunch of angry-looking dudes show up in tutus, man...
You're telling me...
They're nuts!
Look, I know these guys are badasses. I know this. Yeah. But I'm just saying, if I did not know that, dressed like that, the last thing you're going to do is intimidate. I would laugh my ass off.
It's like a UFC fighter but coming out like Mozart or something like that.
They're not tutus. They just have like,
I know, I'm just...
What are those pants called?
I don't know. I had to call them pantaloons, but I don't know if that's the right term. Like those big baggy up top.
Remember Payne Stewart used to wear them all the time, Miles?
Oh, knickers.
Yeah. They might be called knickers, yes. Mm-hmm. Knickers. Let me be very clear.
Oh, what did I say?
Save your emails.
Oh, sorry.
Come on.
All right, your question, just give us some thought. Just picture it in your head. How many segments are there for the number 8 on a digital clock? You see the number 8 on a digital clock.
Okay.
You have to make, yes, Mike, you got it.
Okay.
And there's a bunch of little bars that make up the numbers. So how many of those bars, how many segments make up the number 8 on a digital clock?
For example, 1 is 2.
Yeah.
Because you have the top one and the bottom one. They make one, they make a solid 1.
12?
7, huh?
7. Yeah. All right, James, you just tied Jack as the biggest dummy.
It's not going well.
That's all right. Hey, man, it's the first one of the year. If we're doing this in June and you're taking over for someone, it's bad.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah. Correct.
Your question?
I like that.
What is the capital of Iceland? Also, the only place I can name in Iceland.
Same.
The capital of Iceland.
Yes. They're next.
Jeez. Greenland?
Reykjavik. Reykjavik, yes.
I would never got that.
James, you got the title. You're on question number 7.
All right, question number 7 for you. It is multiple choice. The character Abraham von Brunt is better known to us as what character? The Phantom of the Opera, the Headless Horseman, the Lone Ranger, or the Invisible Man?
Phantom of the Opera?
Headless Horseman.
Headless Horseman. You know the story of the Headless Horseman.
No, I know it didn't end well for Ichabod.
He was a Hessian soldier. He was decapitated by a cannonball. Ooh. That's why he was so angry, right? And then he rode around doing the stuff that he did.
That's why he had to have a pumpkin.
Wow.
Well, he just used the pumpkin on his head to freak people out because apparently he thought, you know, if I'm just headless and chase people down the street, that's not going to scare anybody.
Also used it as
so
a lantern.
Let me stuff a pumpkin in my head.
Kind of used it as a lantern.
Yeah.
It is scarier with the pumpkin head.
You think so?
Yes.
A headless dude is chasing me. Like, to me, he put a pumpkin head on whatever. I'm like, no, I'm running because you're headless. Not
when I was a kid, that did terrify me.
That scared the living Jesus out of me.
Because the pumpkin was on fire, too. It wasn't just a normal, like, hey, here's the candle in you. Yes. That bitch was on fire.
Yeah, a little bit of overkill on his
part.
Yeah, that scared me, too.
All right, your question. Who played the Keymaster in the movie Ghostbusters? He was also punched in the face on a New York City street like 4 years ago for no particular reason.
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
Who played the Keymaster in the movie Ghostbusters?
Oh, my gosh.
He was also the main character of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. The main actor in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh.
And dark helmets in Spaceballs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. My God, I see his face.
He's Canadian.
And honest to God, I cannot name anything else he's done.
Little Shop of Horrors?
Was he a Little Shop of Horrors? Was he SNL as well, or was he SCTV?
He was SCTV.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, my gosh.
He kind of dropped out of Hollywood to take care of his kids.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Begins with an H.
Rick Morris or Mitch Moranis.
There you go. Nice job.
Come on,
finally. Well, but you are the new big dummy, James.
How many deep is he?
Eight.
Eight.
Okay. Game is big dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big dummy.
Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Kyle.
Yeah. I'm here.
Hola. Welcome to the men's room.
Kyle, sober or not sober?
Sober.
Kyle, welcome to Big Dummy. All right, Kyle, our men's room poll, you're going to give up one for the new year. Pizza, social media, shaving, or booze?
Social media can go out the door.
There it goes.
Right there with it. All right, here is your question. Which planet in the solar system is known as Earth's twin, based on size, not appearance?
I just have to say Mars.
It's Venus, isn't it?
It is Venus.
We're the same size, but Venus is ugly.
Venus is real ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Real, real ugly.
Gassy.
Very gassy. All right, your question, which witch is flattened by a house in The Wizard of Oz?
The Wicked Witch of the West?
Oh,
nope. East? East. Wicked Witch of the East. The West, remember, she melted because of water, which tells me she didn't bathe.
She's gross. Stank witch.
That's why she was green.
I'd eat that late at night.
Stank
What's
witch?
That?
I don't know. You get it from a food truck or
a
something?
A stank witch?
Yeah.
It's got to have like a stinky cheese on it.
Like, we don't serve sandwiches.
Or it's just like a, you know, it's like a... It's
onions
like a,
and...
It's like a cheese steak and there's like chicken tenders in there and fries. It's just a mess. Stank witch.
The stank witch.
Yeah. Glad we clarified that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Because I quite like UD1 exactly. Night. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, now I really want it.
The stank witch. All right, your question.
I had so much heartburn. I shouldn't be. I'm eating stank witches at 2 in the morning.
All right.
I got to slow down on the weed.
Going to stick with Wizard of Oz here. Terry. That is the dog that played Toto. That is the actual dog's name. Terry.
Terry.
Hey, I got a gig for you. So, Terry, the dog that played Toto in The Wizard of Oz, was featured in how many Hollywood movies? 1, 3, 11, or 13?
Let's go with 11.
I'll say 1. Terry was in 13 movies, Miles.
I knew it had to be one extremely.
Terry
rare.
Was in 13 movies, including Terry Does Dallas, which they then banned yeah. everywhere.
What is it, like Return of Toto? Did they acknowledge him, or did they?
No, he was. Look, he was Toto once, man. You know, he's like the actor that said, I already did that role. I'm not trying to reprise it. So he went on to do 12 other movies, and apparently, when this dog Terry died, it like sent these horrible ripples through Hollywood. Like, he would have been like Benji. He was the go-to dog. For anything in
Is
Hollywood.
The band Toto named after the dog?
It has to be. What other Toto do you know?
I'm asking.
I mean, honest to God. The only other time I heard Toto from the time I saw Wizard of Oz as a kid is when the band Toto showed up. So to me, you have to have named the band.
Right.
It doesn't mean they did, but I can't think of another Toto.
I think the most prolific dog in Hollywood is Rin Tin Tin.
Would it be Rin Tin Tin or Lassie?
The Lassie just did Lassie. Rin Tin Tin was like a decorated war hero or something, too.
Like in real life?
Oh, yeah. That dog's badass.
Okay.
He was in a bunch of films.
Did not know that. All right.
They got nothing on Flipper.
Flipper the
Flipper
dolphin.
Was a racist.
Hey, man, Flipper was a racist-ass dolphin.
Man.
This has been covered. It's been documented. All right. Your questions. We know that 911 is for emergency services. 311 is non-emergency services. 411 is for information. What is 511?
Oh, geez. Penis
size? Not penis
size. It would be U.S. travel conditions.
So if you're going to travel?
Never heard that.
What do you got, Mike?
Just a quick search here. The Wikipedia confirmed Toto was named after the dog.
The man. Yeah. It had to be.
Hold the line.
Yeah. Yeah, Toto joke. Mm-hmm. All right, your question. In what country would you find the active volcano Krakatoa?
Krakatoa!
Country, Krakatoa.
It would not surprise you that there's an active volcano on this in this country.
Also, one of the biggest amusement parks you'll ever see right across the water. Huge. Like, I mean, a huge amusement park.
For real?
Yes. It's kind of like the KFC at the
right.
Japan? Mm-hmm. No.
Not Japan.
Indonesia. Question number 6 here, Kyle.
Ted, someone is saying that the stank witch would be tuna and roast beef.
Oh, easy. Damn. God, yeah.
Easy.
No, I just needed a bunch of stuff together.
Yeah.
Put a little stank on it.
You want our stank sauce? I'm
about to say, what kind of sauce are we putting on this stank sandwich?
Stank sauce.
Yeah, it's stank sauce, man.
Stank sauce.
It always plays like real funky bass-heavy music at my stand.
God.
Would you like a side of stank sauce, or you just want it directly on your stank witch?
We put stank on everything tonight, all right?
All right, your question.
Stank gravy. Stank butter.
Stank butter. It ain't dank, but it's stank.
Stank ranch. It's tangy.
Can you buy, like, stankwiches at the...
you get a stankwich. And then you get some stank sauce on the side, man. Dip your stankwich in the stank.
See, the more we talk about it, I'm like, I wonder what it tastes like.
I know my stomach's starting to growl. Like, this is what you're growling about is stank sauce. That's what put me over the top. All right, your question.
Stank cheese.
Oh. Where is the Museum of Pop Culture located?
Oh, Seattle.
You got
it. Oh, wow.
Nice.
That was a little easier.
What were you thinking?
No, I'm just saying it's here.
Well, I know, but a lot of times you don't know.
Do you know where the Nutcracker Museum is located?
The Nutcracker Museum.
It's only one in the country.
Leavenworth.
Leavenworth.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I had no idea.
Big W!
My mom loves Nutcrackers. We went over there one year. I've been to the museum.
Is it even, like, say I have the kids, I'm in Leavenworth. Is it even worth going in there?
I would suggest you let the wife or the kids go see if you see them.
Okay.
It was the second time we went over there. My mom was like, we should go to that museum again. I said, cool. I'm going to be over at the Moochin House having a beer.
There you
do
go.
Do you have test nuts? I mean, can you bring them in?
I don't know.
Right. So it's not like Pez where they have like a...
I brought in some nuts, man. I want to test out your nutcracker.
Testers and the minor for them work.
Right.
So it's not like Pez dispensers where they have like a Keanu Reeves nutcracker.
Yeah, I mean, these are traditional. I don't remember.
I just figure if we're going to have a museum of them, you know, like the men's room nutcrackers. Like they're all, it's just us up there.
You went Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
All the people out there, the Keanu Reeves nutcracker.
Who would you go with? What nutcracker would you want?
Whoa.
Samuel L. Jackson nutcracker.
What was he a nutcracker?
Well, it's not that he
wasn't in.
Nutcracker's just a dude.
Like, are any celebrities represented with nutcrackers?
Yeah.
Because you're right. Like, Pez dispensers, you can get that kind of thing. But does anyone have, like, limited time nutcrackers? Why don't we do that, like, for the Mariners? Instead of bobblehead night, it's nutcracker night.
I would do Steve Harvey because he's got the teeth.
I actually do.
I bought a Seattle nutcracker from, like, Bartell one year. They had one in there.
What does it look like?
Is it the Starbucks fish?
Yeah, it's like wearing a Sonics jersey.
So it's just a nutcracker, but wearing Seattle jersey.
I was like, I gotta have this thing.
It's got a Mariner cap.
Seriously.
Okay. Hello, Derek. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, gentlemen.
Derek, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober. Currently driving home.
All right, Derek. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. Give up one for the new year. Pizza, social media, shaving, or booze?
I am going to give up pizza. I am not a pizza guy.
What? You are not a pizza guy.
Like, there's just no pizza that you particularly like.
If you had to eat one.
Well, I had a really bad experience with food poisoning from Domino's like 3 or 4 years ago, and it just ruined it for me.
Damn, Domino's.
All right. Look, man, I went to the ER because of a mushroom, but I still eat them.
Yeah, I mean, I would go, pizza, I'd go back to.
And mushrooms aren't that spectacular. I just like, you know.
But you picked the one that was orange and discolored, man.
Beautiful rainbow colors.
Yeah. All right. Here is your question. What does the M represent in the equation E equals MC squared?
Is it motion?
Oh. Mass, right?
Mass.
Mass. Damn.
I like where your head's at, brother.
Motion.
I got a nutcracker on the brain.
Don't we all?
Would you buy a Keanu Reeves nutcracker?
No, but I know my mom probably would.
Really? Oh, she's a Keanu Reeves one? Someone else suggested the Gary Busey nutcracker.
Oh, there's another one.
I just feel like somehow...
He's got the teeth, too.
He does, but I feel like you'd use the Gary Busey nutcracker, and somehow, when they land in your hand, they're wet and covered in hair.
It would look broken because the mouth would kind of go sideways.
He's got George Washington's wooden teeth.
I don't know if you can open the mouth is the problem. Everything he says is through his teeth. Put the nutcracker in my mouth.
He looks like he's chewing some really gritty jerky.
He does. And there's nothing in his mouth. That's what's so disturbing.
Buttered sausage.
All right, your question. How many U.S. states begin with new?
Okay. So, New Jersey, New Mexico, New Hampshire, New York. I think is it five?
Dude, it's four.
You just said
four.
I named all four.
You named all four.
I know. I get his logic, though. You get the ones that you know, assume that you're missing one, and then you go one long.
I know, but sometimes I've done that
exactly where my brain was.
I hear you.
Nope, that was sound logic, man. I know exactly where you're at, Derek.
But he was wrong, Mike.
He was.
All right, your question. Michael Jackson was known, well, as a lot of things, but also... The king of pop. Who is considered the queen of pop?
Queen Latifah. No, I'm kidding.
Thank you for that.
Oh,
that wheel's about to spin, brother. I have no respect for this artist at all. I think they're terrible, disingenuous. And Mike, you got it, yes.
Okay.
And
I'm guessing it's one single person.
Still yes. Alive.
Mm-hmm. Still alive.
Though, all you right. Wouldn't know it by looking at her.
Talentless. I don't understand how this person... has made it all these decades. They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is when I stopped taking that place seriously.
Has a terrible Christmas cover, which is already a bad song. She somehow made it worse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
And she's probably up with the latest TikTok challenge from what I've seen.
Had a weird halftime show.
I don't remember hers.
Good.
I had a weird halftime show. Oh, was it Janet Jackson?
No. Madonna? It is, in fact, Madonna.
All right, Derek, question four. God.
Wasn't she the one that had the guy that was bouncing on the toe strap or something like that?
I don't remember.
Her. Weird to me.
It is weird. It just All right. How many electoral college votes does a presidential candidate need to be elected president?
I believe it's 270. Correct.
You got
you
it.
Believe it.
Nice 270. Nice
well
job.
Done.
Top foods ordered on Grubhub last year. Coming up with a head chef. Intense meat and potatoes at 4:30. And we got your emails coming up next from the men's room at KISW.com.